is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
JZB Radio presents The Case of the Blue Diamond, brought to you by Smouse Miracle Water. Do you want the looks of a magazine model and the brain of a magazine editor? Try Smouse Miracle Water. It's what the pros drink. Available wherever I am.
The name's Max. Max Incognito. I'm a PI. That's private investigator, for those of you who haven't taken Basic Acronyms 101. It's tough work, being a PI. You gotta have brains, which most people forget on their way out the door. Manners are optional, but I've developed a pretty decent bedside manner over the years. So when D. Amsel came knocking on my door, I answered it professionally.
Scram!
When that didn't work, I let her in.
Are you Mr. Incognito, the famous detective?
Depends who's asking.
My name is Dee. Dee Amsel.
Creative. What can I do for you, Miss Amsel?
I've been robbed.
So have I. This is supposed to be my lunch hour.
I know who did it.
Great. Case closed. Now, can I get back to my tuna on rye?
Please, you've got to listen. My grandfather robbed me.
Sad. My grandfather takes me fishing. Maybe you two should see a therapist.
We used to have such a good relationship, too, but he's stolen a ring from me. I'm sure of it.
A ring, eh?
My grandmother's ring. She left it to me when she died. I'll show you. Oh. There. You see?
A blue diamond. Very classy. And this is the ring your grandfather stole from you?
Yes.
This ring. In your hand. Right now.
Yes.
You know, speaking of therapists, there's a nice man who works upstairs.
No, this one is the fake. He's stolen the real ring and given me this cheap imitation.
That's possible, I suppose. So what do you want me to do about it?
I want you to prove that he stole it. I've got money.
That's a hefty chunk of change. I generally try to stay out of family dramas, but D. Amsel was more persuasive than my usual clients. Something about the weight of the world on her shoulders, the helpless look in her eyes, and the huge bag of money on my desk. Besides, my tuna on rye was getting soggy. I took the case. Nice job, Zoe.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, do you think we need to add something at the beginning to let people know this is a project for Miss Adelaide's class? Maybe in place of Jay's weird water thing?
Hey, I agreed to help out on three conditions. One, that I be able to plug my fabulous product. Two, that I get 4 minutes of uninterrupted eye contact with Zoe.
I never agreed to that.
Check my contract.
Contract?
And three, that you would allow my cousin Vincent to run the soundboard.
Yeah, speaking of that, can you tell him to maybe cool it with the sound effects? They're taking over.
What?
It sounded like it needed King Kong to open the door. D. Amsel is supposed to be graceful, remember? She's a lady.
Yes.
Ah, yeah, right. A delicate flower, much like yourself. You want to start that 4 minutes right now? I could pop a quick mint.
I need to talk to the director.
Okay.
Buddy, Did you change some of my dialogue?
Oh, pretty good, right? I was really proud of that line at the end.
Yeah, it was cute. But why did you change anything? You said you liked what I wrote.
I did. It was great. But I kind of bombed my last English test, so I need a good grade on this. I only made a few tweaks, wanted it to be perfect.
It kind of was already.
Well, let's try the next scene. Jay, are you ready for your part?
At your call, Mr. Director. So, I play a jeweler. What's my backstory? Ooh, I could play a Russian agent posing as a jeweler. I could do a Russian accent. Do you want rural Siberian or urban Moscow? If he's a mobster, probably Moscow, right?
No, just a jeweler.
Okay.
Although, the Russian accent might be a nice touch. Can you do that?
Can I do that? Prepare to be amazed by my verbal prowess.
A man I once knew said it takes a fake to spot a fake. He was a plastic surgeon with a nose bigger than my fist. So I figured he knew what he was talking about. I took Miss Amsel to the biggest fake I knew. The kind of guy who'd do anything for a nickel and dime.
Welcome to Freddy's Jewelry, gents, and... oh, unexpectedly attractive ladies. What can I sell you?
I thought you were Russian.
I am. I mean, I am. What do you doubt me? It's not like I'm Russian agent or something. That would be ridiculous.
Listen, Freddy, I got a job for you. This here's D'Amsel.
Hello.
A pleasure.
She needs to know for sure that this ring is a fake. Show it to him.
Here, what do you think?
I think your charm would romance moon from sky.
Stick to the script, tough guy. We've got a schedule to keep.
Okay, fine. Is worth $15. 20 if buyer's feeling friendly.
You looked at it for 5 seconds. Are you sure?
Of course!
Could, somebody get this crow out of here? Thank you.
Anyway, do you see mark on ban? Is mine. Was my trademark.
You sold this ring.
Si, whatever.
Did you sell one to a Mr. Ansel Amsel recently? Last year sometime?
Not possible. I quit selling this line 3 years ago. It's one of my better fakes, but I got into trouble with my boss in the jewelry police.
But if you didn't sell this, where did my grandfather get it?
Oh, there are many hundreds of these on streets. Could have been anywhere. I don't understand problem, though. This ring is beautiful piece. No one will ever know that it
I want my ring back. The real ring. Not this piece of junk.
Junk? Madam, if I weren't paralyzed by your beauty, I'd slap you in face with tea cake. But if you must have expensive ring to impress rich friends, I can show you some other ones, right?
That's not why I want the real ring. It's sentimental.
Right, Dee. And the $50 fake eyelashes you're wearing are sentimental, too. See you around the block, Freddy. Okay, what was up with the crow?
Yeah, Vincent gets bored easily. There weren't many sound effects in this scene.
Forget the crow, buddy. You ruined my scene.
What? No, I didn't.
You changed the pivotal line. Max was supposed to defend Dee, not throw her under the bus.
There was a bus? Way to tell the sound engineer.
What was the line about fake eyelashes? That's not the way I wrote it.
I told you I made some tweaks. The way I played it sets up the ending.
What do you mean, sets up the ending?
Oh, let's just do the last scene, then we'll talk about it. Jay, this time, let's change the voice up. Try something a little older, more sophisticated.
Can do. Don't worry about me. I am a jukebox of voices.
Right. Okay, and action.
And now, back to the case of the Blue Diamond, brought to you by Smouse Miracle Water. When you need a miracle without the cost of shipping and handling, Smouse Miracle Water. Quenching America's thirst, one sip at a time.
I took Dee to see her grandfather the next day. She wasn't kidding when she told me he had issues. The Amsel property looked like a cemetery with a caretaker that didn't care. Was that a real wolf or just a cliche?
What?
Never mind. Looks like Granddad's coming out to say hello. Good evening, Mr. Amsel.
Good evening, Mr. Incognito. I've been expecting you.
Have you?
No, not really. This is a complete surprise. Come in. Let me just open the door. Whoops. Stepped on the kitty cat. He's always in the way. Been meaning to break that. Excuse my, cow. Vincent! You know what? You can say what you have to right here on the porch.
Let's do that.
Seems reasonable.
So, what do you want?
I want my grandmother's ring.
I gave you that ring a year ago.
If you say that once more, I'll call the police.
Easy there, Spitfire. You may not want to do that.
What? What's going on here?
You've already dug yourself in pretty deep, kid. I did a little investigating of my own while you were in the bathroom of that gas station back in Punxsutawney. Turns out Freddy's memory isn't as bad as he claims.
I don't know what you mean.
A year ago, you had Freddy take a look at your grandmother's ring, make a cheap copy, and pawn off the real one for you. It took you a year to use up all that money, but now you want more. You're trying to get your grandfather arrested so you can take everything, aren't you?
Wait a minute.
Your mistake was calling in a detective, Miss Amsel. Did you really think I was going to help you scam this strange old gentleman out of this creepy old house?
Are you kidding me? Ugh. Cut!
So Zoe, why did you stop us? That scene was going great.
Great? It was awful. You cut the last 5 pages and added your own material. You ruined my script.
Well, the lady does have a point there.
Oh, please, I saved your script.
What was wrong with my ending, buddy?
Yeah, what was wrong with her ending, buddy?
It was predictable. It needed a rewrite from someone who understands story.
I'm a writer. I win awards for my writing. At school.
Hey, awards for journalism aren't the same as drama. I've read a lot of comic books, and I know what a mystery needs. The ending didn't work. There was no tension.
I'm feeling a lot of tension right now.
Comic books? You think because you read comic books that you know more about story than I do?
Now, hang on a minute.
Comic books are like the ramen noodles of literature.
Exactly. Addicting and delicious.
Jay, back me up here.
Sorry. Just thinking about ramen noodles, my tum-tum was going arr.
Okay, enough. Listen, do you like comic books, Jay?
Will my answer alter your opinion of me in a negative way?
Yes.
Then no, I do not. Ramen noodles are the comic book noodles of noodles of... Sorry, what was it again? Nice timing, Vincent. Since there seems to be a conflict, I, in my infinite wisdom, happen to have a solution.
It doesn't involve your jukebox of voices, does it?
As a matter of fact, it does. I have here, my own ending to this story.
What?
You didn't like my ending either?
Did I say that?
What?
No, I had an idea, which in no way implies that your ending wasn't perfect. But, how about we try mine anyway?
Fine. Maybe it'll teach Buddy a lesson about how bad endings ruin everything.
Well, hopefully it'll teach someone that.
Great. Now, ladies and gents, we set the mood. JZB Radio presents the thrilling conclusion to the case of the Blue Diamond, brought to you by Smouse Miracle Water. It might taste like tap water. It might smell like tap water. It might be tap water. But trust me, you're drinking a miracle. Smouse Miracle Water. So expensive, you can taste it.
Dee took me to her grandfather's house the next morning. My gut told me something was wrong with this place. As soon as I saw the guard tower, the moat, and the Bible salesman being flung from the front porch by a wooden catapult. I should have listened to my gut. What's the matter, sweetheart?
It's this place. I can't stand it.
Don't worry, kid. You're with me.
Mr. Incognito, welcome to my home.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Amsel. We're here about a ring.
So I understand. Hold on a second. I need a little of this miracle water. It's much better. So, my granddaughter has made a position on that ring very clear.
You stole it from me.
That's a very serious accusation. It pains me to hear you say that.
Don't take it the wrong way. All the kid wants is her grandmother's ring.
Well, this is a matter of respect. She can't have the ring. She won't talk to me. She doesn't even call me grandfather. She doesn't deserve it.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't like detectives snooping around my house. You're disrespecting me. You're disrespecting my family. So I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse, Mr. Detective.
What if I say no?
You can't. That's the point. It's an offer you can't refuse.
What if I want to? Can I
stop refusing, or I'm gonna have my godson Louis here take you out to see my crocodiles. And they're very friendly, and I'd like you to meet them up close.
Crocodiles? No, cut. Seriously, Jay? Crocodiles?
What? It's a great twist.
I can't believe this. We better call Miss Adelaide and tell her we'll do something else for the project.
What?
Maybe a puppet show?
No, we can't. I need this to pass English.
You want a good grade? Then do it my way, with my ending. Otherwise, say hello to summer school.
Fine. We'll try it your way.
I was sick of the Amsel house before we even got there. The place looked old enough to have been a shelter for soldiers in the war. The Trojan War. Dee seemed even less happy than I was. She lit into her grandfather as soon as we walked inside.
Hello, grandfather.
Hello, Dee. I thought I'd be seeing you soon.
What do you know? Even he isn't surprised.
Of course he isn't. He knew I'd come back for my ring. You took it, didn't you? Even though you knew my grandmother wanted me to have it.
Whoa, deja vu moment. Didn't we go over the same information in my office?
Yes, I took it. I was a fool.
I couldn't bear the thought of you disappearing out of my life forever. I thought as soon as you had the ring, you'd leave me.
Didn't she leave you anyway?
I have your ring, but I won't tell you where it is until we've had a chance to talk. I have to apologize. I'm so sorry for how I treated you.
Very sweet. Too bad she's paying me $50 a day to hear you say it. Either of you ever heard of a telephone?
Stop ad-libbing. I'm sorry too, Grandfather. I guess after Grandmother died, I just fell apart. I wasn't myself.
I know how that feels. Sometimes I don't even feel like a detective. Like now, when there's no case to solve.
Cut! You made your point, buddy. But that scene would have worked out fine if you and Jay hadn't sabotaged it.
Sabotaged? Those were real tears.
It wasn't us, Zoe. I told you that ending doesn't work. There's no case. Having Dee be the culprit is the perfect twist.
I can't believe this. Jay, would you please tell Mr. Director here that Dee Amsel is the heroine? The heroine can't be the bad guy.
Yeah, okay, I got it. But can you write that down? My memory is just not what it used
to be. You can tell Miss Award-winning Journalist that Max Incognito is the hero.
What?
Dee is a side character. That's how detective stories work.
Jay, tell him that if he wants to hijack my story, he can get someone else to play Dee. Because I'm done.
And that's the bell. End of round one.
Vincent, don't encourage him. Oh.
Shouldn't you have muted that?
Shouldn't you have told me you rewrote my script?
Ooh, roasted. Nice comeback.
It's from Miss Adelaide.
Huh?
Oh, no.
Let me guess. There's a limit to how many awards you can win for journalism.
What's wrong?
Miss Adelaide told the principal about our radio show.
He doesn't like the idea?
Worse. He's a huge fan of old detective shows. He wants to air it at the school assembly next week. In front of everyone. Not just our class.
Booyah! We'll need an autograph booth for sure. $5 per signature, of course.
In case you forgot, we don't have an ending.
If you just admit that you were wrong about your ending.
Me? You're the one who always has to be right.
And we're back for round two.
You know, you could just drop the script and have you two fight for like 27 minutes. Talk about drama.
Jay, if you don't...
Wait! He might actually have something.
Really? Because that doesn't usually happen.
What are you talking about? You want to record us fighting?
No, not us. Them. Dee says at the beginning that she and her grandfather had a good relationship before, right?
Yes.
Well, what if they didn't? What if they always fought? Hand me that notepad. I've got an idea.
Yet another ending to The Case of the Blue Diamond, brought to you by Smouse Water, blah, blah, blah. It's like regular water, just a little more expensive, because you're welcome.
The Amsel House looked like the kind of place that sucked people in and didn't let them out again. Like a sinkhole in the highway, or a fifth-grade science fair. I was ready to leave the minute we drove up, but Dee was pretty determined to see this through. I didn't want to disappoint a client.
Yeah. What do you want?
Hello, Grandfather. Can we come in?
I guess, since you're here. Who's this?
A friend. Have you heard of Max Incognito?
The PI?
My reputation precedes me. We've come about a ring, Mr. Amsel.
The one you stole from me.
I gave you that ring a year ago.
You gave me a fake. And Max can prove it.
You hired a detective for this? Has anyone ever told you guys some serious issues?
I have issues. You're the one who spoiled everything by being a creaky, greedy old miser.
Okay, miser I'll accept. Greedy, sure. But creaky? After everything we did for you.
That was all Grandmother's doing, and you know it.
You're right about that. Our grandmother had a lot of doings going on. A lot more than you even know.
You keep your sneaky nose away from my dearly departed wife.
I'm afraid I can't do that. My client wants to know the truth, but I think it's better that she hears it from you.
What are you talking about?
Last chance.
Yeah, I'm not big on unburdening my soul, you know?
Fine, bottom line. You got the ring you were promised, Miss Amsel. Case closed, pleasure working with you. I take checks.
What are you talking about?
Your grandparents are broke. The ring's worthless because they couldn't afford anything better. They knew it was dime store jewelry.
That's impossible.
I checked with a couple of loan sharks around town. Apparently, they were very familiar with the name Ansel Amsel. Benny says, hey, Gramps.
Oh, yeah. Nice guy.
Wait, is this true, Grandfather?
Yes. Your grandmother wanted you to have a better ring. She thought by the time you got married, she could afford to buy you one, but,
But then she died. Oh, why didn't you tell me? I had a job. I could have helped you pay your bills.
We didn't need help, okay? I had prospects when your grandmother died. If you'd been patient instead of demanding the ring, I could have gotten you the one she wanted.
I didn't demand anything. I asked. If you just told me the truth in the beginning...
I couldn't. Your grandmother was proud. You know, she gave a guy a black eye when he harassed her about having a fake ring in front of her friends. I had to pick her up from the police station.
That sounds like her. I guess she and I are more alike than I thought. Oh, I've made a mess of all this, too.
Yeah, well, maybe we both have.
You mean that?
Emphasis on both.
I took that as my cue to leave. Once things start getting soppy, I generally hit the road. Anyway, that was the end of the Amsel case. From what I heard, Dee never got her 24-carat ring, and her grandpa's still flat broke. But thanks to some honesty, ego-swallowing, and a little top-notch detective work by yours truly, Dee does have her grandfather back. I guess that's worth more than a blue diamond any day. Case closed. Is that it? Did we do it?
I think we did. Wow, I can't believe it actually came together. We even got a good message in there.
As if your moment of humility was better than my crocodiles. You know, sadly, the world's been deprived of a masterpiece.
The world will cope. Good job, buddy. It wasn't the way I planned it, but, well, maybe my ending wasn't quite perfect.
Are we having our own moment of humility?
You're ruining it, Jay.
It's okay. I shouldn't have made fun of your ending, Zoe.
No, you shouldn't. Still, I can't believe I'm saying this, but if comic books taught you to wrap things up like that, they must not be so bad. Great job.
Ah, that Vinny's always got to have the last word. Oh, Vinny, you are a cracker.
Buddy, Zoe, and Jay all wanted to make their story the best it could be. But it can be hard when people try to solve a problem by forcing in their own ideas, rather than listening to each other's opinions and working things out as a team. That's true whether you're doing a project for school, cooperating with family, or trying to fix a broken relationship. James 1:19 says, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." The key is staying humble and caring more about a good outcome than whose idea wins the day. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Please Adjust Your Frequency was written by Abigail Geiger and directed by Marshall Younger and Abigail Geiger, with sound design by Jonathan Crow. Thank you. Where was I? Okay. Music by Tyler Michael Smith. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Stuart Allen, Whit Hertford, and Natalie Lander. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
Uh-uh.